From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning, everyone. You're very welcome once again to our Gospel program. We'll be turning to John 14 and the verses 41 to 46 for our third study of the sickness, death, and resurrection of Lazarus. Let me remind you that tonight at 9 o'clock in our evening program, we will be commencing a new study. It is entitled, The Future for the Jewish People. It's a message I preached recently, and it was prompted by the 60th anniversary of the uncovering of the Nazi death camps in Poland by the United States and British armies. Do tune in then for the first of these studies this evening. Now, here is a hymn. It's Jack Halcombe singing, There Is Not a Friend Like Jesus. Following the hymn, we will take up our study in John's Gospel. Turning to John chapter 11, the verses 41 to 46 will be the section that we are looking at today. We have entitled our study of this chapter, The Sickness, Death, and Resurrection of Lazarus, and this is part 3. we come to the very heart of this passage and to the working of one of the Redeemer's greatest miracles. There is nothing in all the Holy Scriptures which sets forth the Saviour's power and glory and also displays the greatness of the sinner's need and the power of Christ to meet that need more efficiently and more effectively than the events recorded in this passage. I believe that the narrative itself is so sublime that no comments of man can add to it. So we will commence with the reading of the verses 41 to 46. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me, and I knew that thou hearest me always. But because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he had thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus saith unto them, Loose him, and let him go. Then many of the Jews which came to Mary, and had seen the things which Jesus did, believed on him. But some of them went their ways to the Pharisees, and told them what things Jesus had done. May God bless the reading of his precious word. The whole purpose of the Savior coming to this earth was the delivering of his elect from the state of spiritual deadness. The wonderful physical resurrection of Lazarus illustrates for us the spiritual resurrection that all must experience if they are to enter heaven. First of all, please note the emphasis upon the state of Lazarus. And he that was dead came forth, verse 44. There is a repeating of the fact that Lazarus was dead throughout this passage. You see, there are critics who would dispute the fact that he was dead. There are even more who would deny that man by nature is spiritually dead, and yet it clearly is stated in the Bible. And you hath he quickened, that is, made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins. Ephesians chapter 2 and the verse 1. This is the state of all men by nature, and if heaven they would see, they must be raised to life by the power of Christ. This the Saviour had plainly declared in verse 25. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. The Christian is someone who has experienced a spiritual resurrection. Even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ, by grace ye are saved. Ephesians 2, verse 5. Secondly, note that the miracle was wrought by the power of the word of Christ. The Saviour spoke to the dead. He cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. Verse 43. Strange as it may appear to us that a word should be directed to the dead who cannot hear, yet the voice of Christ was heard by Lazarus, and power and life imparted to him so that he obeyed the call. This was an effectual call. It brought the desired results. The Westminster Confession of Faith states this gospel truth in this manner. All those whom God hath predestinated unto life, and those only, he is pleased, in his appointed and accepted time, effectually to call, by his word and spirit, out of that state of sin and death in which they are by nature, to grace and salvation by Jesus Christ, enlightening their minds, spiritually and savingly, to understand the things of God, taking away their heart of stone, and giving unto them a heart of flesh, renewing their wills, and by his almighty power, determining them to that which is good, and effectually drawing them to Jesus Christ. Yet so as they come most freely, being made willing by his grace. Chapter 10 and paragraph 1 of the Confession of Faith. No man can be saved without the word of Christ. It is not by church attendance, or experiencing rituals, or our own good works. How can these external things raise that which is dead? The empowering and life-giving word of Christ must be spoken to the very soul of the sinner, calling them out of the tomb of their depravity and sin. Thirdly, please note that the new life imparted to Lazarus was demonstrated by activity, and he that was dead came forth. Verse 44. Once life was imparted, he forsook the place of the dead as commanded to do so by Christ. He came out into the light, into the company of the living, away from the company of the dead. This direction will ever be seen in the life of the true convert to Christ. Our jails are filled with those baptized as infants and declared to be Christians. The thing is a sham. If true spiritual life had been imparted, they would live to depart from sin and draw near to Christ, as is here illustrated. A change of moral direction, a holiness of life, is the proof that spiritual life has sprung up within the soul. The true Christian leaves the old paths. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, the verse 17. Is that mark upon your life today? Finally, please note that Lazarus became a wonderful witness for the Saviour. Then many of the Jews which came to Mary and had seen the things which Jesus did, believed on him. Verse 45. The grace and power of Christ set forth in the life of Lazarus convinced many that Jesus truly was the Christ. A changed life speaks volumes for the power and truth of the gospel. When the lips of a man are contradicted by his life, he brings shame upon the Saviour. There are all too many whose lives do not match their words amongst professing Christians today. What about you? Do you live according to that statement of God's purpose for his people, which is found in Ephesians chapter 1 and the verse 5? According as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Christian, may your life tell for God, as did the life of the resurrected Lazarus. Please remember our program tonight at 9 o'clock, when we will introduce a new study entitled The Future for the Jewish People. God bless you, and goodbye.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here, and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.